Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Okay, we're looking for Connecticut's favorite Christmas movie. So you just call in the one that you can only watch one. This is the one you watch. Who's in the lead right now?
Yeah, tie between Die Hard and Home Alone.
Patton Stratford.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I like the Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh, okay. The Santa Claus.
Why'd you say it like that?
Yeah,
well, because now I got to add more ink. All right, so, yeah, the first one is good.
The first one, yeah. It's not going to win, but I still love that movie.
Well, you like what you like, you know? So. Yeah, sure. The Santa Claus.
Yeah.
With the E at the
all right.
End. Yep.
Never saw it.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
You're not really missing much.
He kills Santa the first 15 minutes.
Yeah. Accidentally. Well, they say it was an accident.
They say it was an accident.
Yeah. I forget. How did he do it again? Did he fall on him or something like that? He landed on him or he...
They hear something on the... It's the whole thing where, like, the kid's staying with him. You know, they're a separated family, so they're staying with dad. So they hear something on the roof, and he's like, what? And he goes out there. He's like, there's a guy up there. So he yells at him, and Santa falls backwards off of the roof and dies.
Right. Blam. Yeah, he's just like, oh, it scares me. It's like, ah! He falls off the roof. That part's funny.
Santa dying,
right.
Hysterical.
Well, it's the way he did it. If you're gonna die, make it funny.
Mm.
Yeah.
So then, what? Tim Allen has to take over as Santa.
Yeah.
Right then, because Santa's in the middle of his run.
Yeah, I forget. He puts like the suit on. He becomes Santa or something. I forget exactly. I only watched it like once or twice.
Derek Branford.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Bad Santa. No one has said it yet. I can't believe it.
Great movie, Bad Santa.
That's another one I have to see.
Oh, that's a great one. You'll like it.
Hold on. Let me write it down.
Bad Hilarious. Santa. Billy Bob's the man.
Yep.
My favorite Santa. Quote from the movie, and I promise I won't swear, I'm on my effing lunch break.
Yeah, I'm on my effing break. Yep. Because he's having lunch. And because he plays the mall Santa, and the mother sees the mother and the kid, goes, look, it's Santa. Go see Santa. He's like, oh, my God, really? And he just goes, I'm on my effing break. He's got, like, food hanging out of his mouth. That's great. Mm. I'm with you. That's a great movie.
Thank you.
That's a great movie.
So what's the the plot is he's a mall Santa.
Yeah, but I forget. His mom is like a criminal mastermind. He has this little dwarf guy with him. It's like a friend of his, and they're both criminals. And I think the mom wants them to. There's something to do with like ripping off money or something like that. And then I think they're casing the joint. That's the reason why he's a mall Santa. Again, I've only seen like once.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jimmy Jams.
I have the movie of the life for you.
Why do I jingle think you don't?
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way. It's the greatest movie ever.
See my new movie,
Turbo
Jingle All the
Man,
Way.
Now.
Get him. Turbo Time. Yeah.
It's Turbo Time now.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad trying to get the Turbo Man toy. Every year, the parents have that one toy. That like
it's the hot toy.
Like the Tickle Me Elmo, stuff like that. Yeah, so the Turbo Man doll they're trying to get. And there's a great scene where Arnold, I guess, this Santa Claus goes, hey, you want a Turbo Man doll? And takes this warehouse, and there's all these guys dressed as Santa. And they're all counterfeit Turbo Man toys. And I think it falls apart, and Arnold gets mad and starts beating the crap out of all the Santas. It's pretty cool.
I mean, if you're going to hire Arnold to be in your movie, there has to be at least one group beat-up scene.
Those are my cookies. They're my cookies.
It's like in his contract.
Oh, yeah, those are my cookies.
Yeah. I know it's a Christmas movie. This has to be in.
Yeah.
I have to put this scene in where I'm beating people up or I'm not doing the movie.
That's right. You don't get Arnold.
Right. But I love that the neighbor, Phil Hartman, kind of hitting on his wife a little bit. And he goes, hey, I'm over here at your house. And, you know, your wife just gave me your cookies. Those are my cookies. Who should get my cookies? They're my cookies. He's not trying to find a toy. And his neighbor's hitting on his wife. He called the house and he picked up.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Ugh. Ugh. All right, I saw that years ago. I'm going to write that down.
I don't ever need to see that one again.
And I forget, wasn't it at the end, like, Sinbad and Arnold both were, like, Turbo Man outfits, and they got into a... Oh, no, it was Turbo Man, Arnold's Turbo Man, and Sinbad was whoever the villain was of the Turbo Man series, and they had this brawl in the outfits.
My wife's on the phone. Jennifer?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Christmas Vacation, hands down my favorite.
Christmas Vacation. Now we got a three-way tie.
So earlier we were talking about that Charlie Brown cartoon.
Yeah.
And Jennifer texted me that she could sing it.
Oh.
The song?
I can. And actually, Chaz, I was surprised that you can't. You don't like that. I love it.
No.
Okay. But I do have a strong rendition. Here we go.
Okay.
Christmas time is here. Look at my reindeer. Christmas time.
I think we know how to get people out of Jordan's furniture at 10.
Can the building take it?
I'm just going to hand you the mic. There you go, hon.
I said water comes to my nose.
We gotta
time to
up.
Clear out.
Time to clear out.
My whole face is leaking now.
And then I have another line for Chaz.
What do you got?
What do you?
I said I have another line, Chaz.
Another line.
Another line. What are we talking about? 1985?
Seriously, sure. Right.
Go ahead.
So if Chaz were singing it, he would say,
okay, good.
Leave the comedy to us, okay?
That was a lovely rendition. Those birds in the trees explode for no reason.
I'll be knocking on your door later, AJ.
Okay.
I need your couch.
All right, cool.
Jennifer, I love you. Don't say you have a line. Just do the line.
Yeah.
Just do the line.
You let him, you set him up for that to happen. That's how, that's why that happened.
Click.
Scott and Wallingford.
Yeah, Cinderella Christmas. It's about a two girls that cater a rich guy's party, and she falls for him and has to do a Christmas masquerade ball. And it's just like a love story. The whole movie's great from beginning to end. No. Yeah.
So it's like Cinderella. She leaves a shoe behind?
A boot.
Not quite. You got to watch it to understand it.
They had to make it modern. It's her cell phone. She got that.
Yeah. She's behind an UGG.
All right. Have a good one.
Is it a movie a guy would watch? It doesn't sound like it.
Yes. Watch. I'm telling you. Look it up. Cinderella Christmas.
With the sound on, right?
Can I tell you, if I'm in a video store, not that they exist anymore, but if a guy with your voice comes in asking for that movie, I get a little bit of a
behind the beads
creepy chill.
Behind the beads.
Just,
one little room.
I happened to catch it when they had a bunch of Christmas movies on, and I would watch it over and over all day long.
Who's in it?
It's a good one. Hi. Nick Carmichael he can't get his inheritance until he finds somebody to fall in love with, and I forget the actors' names in it, but just look it up on YouTube or something.
Cinderella Christmas.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Thank you, man.
Have a good one.
It's on the list. Right.
You don't write anything. I don't see you write anything.
Bill in Naugatuck.
Good morning.
Yo.
Hi.
My favorite movie that I watch every year, and Surviving Christmas.
Surviving Christmas.
With Ben Affleck.
I just found this movie, by the way. It's been out for a while.
Oh, my God.
I just found it, and it was, it's from 2004.
He's like a billionaire.
It's a comedy.
Okay. Is it good?
You know what? I almost bailed.
Yeah.
But if you get about 26 minutes and you have to see it all.
Okay.
But once you get to where Ben Affleck's in the airport,
right,
it picks up.
Okay.
And it's great. And it's James Gandolfini in a comedic role.
Okay.
But being a tough guy.
That works.
It's Ben Affleck.
He's like a billionaire. And
Ben Affleck's a billionaire.
Right.
Yes.
Ben Affleck's a billionaire with no friends. His fiance leaves him right before Christmas. He goes through his whole Rolodex. Nobody wants him or can have him for Christmas. Uh-huh. He runs into someone at the airport. He talks to a psychiatrist, says, go back to your roots.
Uh-huh.
And so he gets on a plane. He goes back to his original house, knocks on the door. The family living there now is James Gandolfini.
Okay.
And what's her face? The mom from... What's her face
from?
Yeah, I know. I can't remember her name.
Catherine O'Hare.
Oh, oh nice.
From Home Alone. Yes.
Okay.
That's who's living there. Yeah, I could go on this movie.
Okay.
But that's like.
I'll check it out.
I'm surviving Christmas.
Yeah,
it's fun.
When he performed, stack up the swords. So they're face to face to face.
His five swords swallowing stunt. Some 15 minutes later.
Really hard to breathe, and it felt like my chest was like full.
Nelson.
It's the same guy, right?
Yeah, there's okay. a news report. Legendary sword swallower out of San Diego. You know, when I heard the headline, I thought he'd be somewhere like in India or something. I don't know why.
Right.
I thought it was I thought we figured it out here.
Yeah. That
yeah. is bad. No
right.
good.
Right. Or maybe a trailer park in Arizona.
There are other ways to make money.
There is.
And that's really the only trick that you got.
It's a lost art.
It's like, well, he's got one. All right, two.
Well, usually the sword swallows those same guys throwing the knives.
Right. They'll have a couple magic tricks.
Yeah.
But that's the closer.
Yeah, it's the coup de grace.
You do one.
Yep.
And you're right.
Exactly.
And here comes two.
Right.
Look like he's doing a third.
Wow. Oh, a fourth.
Come on. There's no way he's doing a... No, oh, he is doing a fifth.
Fifth! Yeah.
So he was hospitalized after an awful accident during his show that involved multiple blades.
Uh-oh.
Here's Scott Nelson talking about what went wrong.
I swallowed five swords at once, but what had happened is I let go of the bunch too soon, and they scissored out inside of me, which means some of the blades went in different directions.
What do you think he sounded like before that happened?
Right. Yeah, lovely voice.
Different voice.
Right, yeah. That's that voice box thing. Did you see what I just did? He probably looked like, you ever see like one of those holders of the swords? Like all sticking out. Chew the sword. Why not? It's like.
Once again, using too many words.
He sounds like Popeye.
You could have been just, what went wrong?
I swallowed five swords at once.
Done.
Done.
Right.
Okay, yeah, we got it.
Right.
No, but he's done that successfully.
Yeah.
So he had to add why it wasn't successful, this particular attempt.
Yeah, he didn't hold on tight. He let go. Never let go of the sword.
Yeah, that's when you've been doing it too long.
Right.
When you have five swords in your throat.
Right.
And you're like, ah.
I can see if he sneezed. You know, or someone bumped into him, you know, like that, you know.
Get stung by something.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. Those things happen, you know. Earthquake, you know. Just like he shot an egg out of his ass.
Chihuahua latched onto him.
Exactly right. So make him let go of the swords.
Now, why, I'm going to listen to the rest of this news story just to see if there's cell phone audio. Everyone
the crowd reaction.
There has to be a crowd gasp.
Please, please, please.
Because what do? You hit the ground.
Yeah.
I
don't think you hit the ground. You stay please still.
You hit the ground, you look like a porcupine.
You're looking straight up. You're like,
What do? You start pointing like, problem.
All right. And you also notice that the ceiling he's painting.
problem.
Right. Now, is that a Heimlich
thing? To your face.
You don't Heimlich, then you stab him, right?
No, you can't.
Right.
And it's an interesting way to get to the hospital, too. You kind of got to lay flat in the back of the car.
Yeah,
we need a station wagon.
Or a pickup.
Or a minivan.
Something, yeah. You lay them flat.
You're not getting in a Prius.
Like glass. Lay them flat. No bumps.
No bumps.
No bumps.
He felt every bump.
You keep hearing like, ching, ching. It's like a sword fight. Ching, ching, ching. Hey, D'Artagnan, keep it up down there. Knock it off there, Michelangelo.
Was rushed to a hospital.
I knew I was in big time trouble. Big time. I really thought I was going
to
die.
The swords he was using were dull to the point, about half inch wide and about 8 to 12 inches longer than the sword.
Nelson, who's been swallowing swords for...
Now, if you're doing the news story, why can't you just get the sword?
Yeah. Yeah. You're not using it right now.
It's in evidence
it's
now?
Marked as evidence. The insurance
25 years, says this.
And if I let go too soon... That's where the scissoring happens.
Was his second ever accident.
Well, why would you let go too soon then?
You're an idiot. Why are you calling it that?
This is why you're in dumbass news.
Just say you got stabbed by a sword.
Right. I wouldn't admit to it. Just say something happened.
Scarlet Checkers, with 5 years of sword-swallowing experience, illustrates what went wrong.
I'm going to keep the blades sandwiched together, drop them down, and then if you don't hold it tight,
at the base, the toucan scissor.
Okay, so for the news story, this reporter didn't want to fly out and talk to this guy in the hospital.
But yeah, no.
So he found another sword swallower.
Oh.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Like, what do you, Google sword swallower?
I guess.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to click on sword swallower and get someone who wants to, like, fix your roof.
Be careful.
It's pretty specific.
But be careful what you click on.
That is true.
That is not a sword.
Especially if we're talking about scissoring.
That is not a sword at all.
Careful.
What? That looks...
Stopping us all the way through.
Dangerous.
One nicked my liver, and the other perforated all...
Oh, Jesus.
Well, it was deep in.
But... Oh, my God. They're showing the side of his body.
Oh, my God.
All right.
They came out the side.
Oh, my God. There's holes.
Right.
Sir, you're leaking.
Holes and scars and Frankenstein stitches.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Wow, multiple holes. That's
like
just one side.
It's like a stabbed or something.
I swallowed five swords at once.
So, yes, AJ, he was stabbed.
Yes. She was more shish kebabbed.
My lung.
After multiple surgeries, he was placed in a medically induced coma for 3.5 weeks. A member of the surgical team told him this.
We thought you were going to die on the table.
Remarkably, he did survive. Part of his lung was removed. A grateful Nelson.
Huge spiritual awakening.
Now rethinking his longtime passion.
I can never put my mother through this ever, ever again.
Have you swallowed your last sword?
That pretty much was it.
Michael Chang.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it.
I got to edit my thoughts right now.
We're having a meeting for the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus of New Haven toy drive.
Right.
I feel like there's those 87 letters right there you could use for Wheel of Fortune. And we were talking about the bucket lift that's going to happen in the 6 o'clock hour with K&J Tree Service.
Yes.
And we raised $5,000 for me to go up, $10,000 for Scott Haney, cool. Channel 3, to go up.
Both of the kids.
And we're trying to coordinate this with Channel 3 and see if we could do it live on the radio, live on television at the same time.
That'd be cool.
So everyone could see it and hear it if you can't make it.
Right.
And we thought, well, let's call Greg over at Channel 3 and talk to him. We had him on a speakerphone.
Yes.
He said something about if this goes wrong, he'll be working at a car wash.
Oh, cool.
I think he'd be great there.
I'll go. I'll get my car washed.
Greg will be great wherever he works.
Yes, true.
He's very friendly.
He is very personable.
That was my job before this one.
Oh, okay.
Was it really?
Wow.
Yeah, for years. I detailed cars.
That's why your cars were in nice shape.
But I got to tell you, this is a good gig. I've been here 15 years and somehow managed not to screw it up. So we can't hurt Scott Haney.
We're not going to try to.
If it does happen, it won't be me.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right.
But you know, it's interesting. We had the general manager, vice president of Channel 3 on, and she immediately said yes to this.
Oh, yeah. No, she threw him
so
right
down. So you can hide behind that.
Right.
There you go. Well, we'll all be. Dana will be working the cash register.
What's this, the Channel 3 car wash?
That's it.
You know, it's interesting when Greg applied for that job at Channel 3.
Right.
It's like, hey, we need, because this is news, we need someone who has a real close attention to detail. Like,
right.
See my resume, I'm a detailer.
Right.
We're clean. Hello.
Says here, you'll clean everywhere.
Yeah, I'm freaking out about this.
Oh,
freaking out.
Having done it, good because it's not fun.
Well, I found myself trying to figure out how many stories is 75 feet. So I was Googling that yesterday just to kind of get an idea. And it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell how high is 75 feet until you're up there.
What did we decide that was?
7.5 stories.
Yeah, it was 10 feet per story.
Right. 10 or 12, something like that, yeah.
No, it's like
I talked to Scott about it, and he seems okay with it. He seems a little too calm, actually.
You know, it's
I'd like a little worry would be better.
Very zen-like.
I think he's blocking it out.
He is.
He's got so much other, to worry about.
Like, well, I know he knows there's no choice. So you could either, live it for days, or you can live it for 4 minutes.
Yep, exactly, yep.
I'm living it for days.
Yes, you are.
I think the living it for days is better, because then when you get up there, you're like, okay, you're almost done.
Right.
I think it's going to wash over you when you're strapping into the bucket.
See, for me, it didn't bother me until that moment. I thought about it. I'm like, all right. But then when it happened, I'm like, you heard my reaction.
It was the motion. Yeah. It started moving.
And I know there's a lot of contractors listening now who are on roofs and on these machines, and they make it look easy.
They do.
It's not something normal people do.
My hat's off to you. You guys are braver than I am.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Yep. Firefighters, yep. Ladder trucks, exactly. All that stuff.
Yep.
I can't even get on a ladder.
Yeah. No. I
can't.
I jump up too high, I freak out.
Yeah.
My shoes and heels.
So you're going to be using our audio feed for the Channel 3 thing, and our goal is around 640-ish, 642. To do the launch.
That's the goal, and we'll be down there today to scope out the location. And really, timing is everything. I've never shot somebody 75 feet in the air on a bucket truck. So how long does it take to play out? We want to make sure we get the whole thing on TV. But we're going to plan that out today and ask all the right questions and hopefully good TV, good radio on Friday.
Yeah. You know, how often does anyone in Connecticut get a chance to see a super famous weather person go up 75 feet? Now, I know when you say you hear 75 feet, you're like,
75 feet. Yeah, no.
We all did that until we saw AJ and how high he was in the sky.
And
it made me want to vomit, and I was standing on the ground.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Now, also pray for the lightning.
There is that. Okay. Here's another hook that came up in the movie, in the meeting yesterday. So we have two drones up in the air.
Yep.
And we have multiple wireless mics. I think I'm going to have three, and Scott's going to have three. So six wireless mics and two drones, all on radio frequencies.
Oh, boy.
What could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Right.
So Eddie Saab leans over to John with Ferocious and asks, hey, you better check those frequencies. Nah, it's fine.
You don't want to hear, nah, it's fine. You want to hear, yes, I will, or yes, I have already. Yeah,
we're all
nah,
set.
It's fine. Yeah. I say, nah, it's fine. And we all know what happened. Nah, it's fine happens.
Yeah,
that's how the bucket truck started right there.
Nah, it's fine.
Yeah, something happens to me. Yeah, it's fine.
Nah, it's fine.
And now someone should ask K&J, like, do you work on a radio frequency? Is there any remote, any of that to this? Because that's, awesome. And we got two bucket trucks side by side.
Yep. Also, you can battle
two drones.
Battle bots up there. Dun, 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 dun. Like a sword fight. Gish, gish, gish.
Or starts going around circles. Right.
Can they say those words on the air?
Well, I'll tell you this, Greg. If there's any grate or like opening at the bottom of that bucket, you might have to use your car detailing services again on the bucket truck.
I know it has a couple of holes in there.
There you go.
Drain the rain.
Yeah, they can't fill up with liquids.
Rain or whatever comes out of you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. K&J might be calling you after.
Right. Deal.
Yeah,
deal.
You guys washing his bucket.
No, we appreciate your support, though.
Yes.
You come out to the toy drive every single year. You send your main guy out.
Yep.
And, we appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good time. I'm looking forward to it. I'm coming down this year. I say every year I'm going to make it, and I don't make it. This year I'm going to make the scene.
Yeah,
for
you're,
sure.
You're coming down to protect your prized possession.
Yeah, if he shows up in a car wash uniform. Got that much confidence, do you?
I can't
Funny.
Wait.
Funny.
Greg, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
All right, Greg Thomas, Channel 3, Eyewitness News. Oof. I'm freaking out.
Uh-oh.
I can't visualize it. I'm freaking out.
Don't.
I'm visualizing, like, kind of thinking about the ride
don't
up.
Look at the pictures.
And the bucket shaking. And
yeah, don't.
Oh, I just want to vomit.
It doesn't shake at first.
Literally.
That comes later.
Yeah. Right at the worst part for it to shake.
Well, you know, the thing about
you've heard
shake,
me.
The thing about the shake is once you start to shake a little, the bucket shakes more. The more the bucket shakes, the more you shake. It's one of those things that gets worse and worse.
This is why if you squat down like I did, it's much better.
Are there bucket truck people out there who can call in? Do I want to talk to them?
Yeah, why not? You didn't have friends showing you buckets flipping over and stuff like I did.
Well, I did.
Yeah, people are Dave totally like, look at this one, look at this one. I'm like, stop showing me this. But you're only going up for a moment, come right back down again. You didn't stay up there for 10 minutes like I had to. That was the worst.
It's
part.
A good thing that I have to come back down and get the
going
keep
up
the show going because no one can say, hey, you know it'll be funny, leave them up there.
Yeah, no. I will not let that happen. I lived it. There's no way in hell that it happened.
Yeah, but can I tell you something?
What's
if
that?
Everyone decides on doing it, don't touch the controls and say, I'm bringing him down. Don't touch the controls.
I'm not an idiot.
A Georgia man assisted in his own arrest after he commented on the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. when the department located east of Atlanta released their most wanted list for November, Christopher was offended by his omission.
Oh, no.
How are you going to leave me out?
He wrote, "How about me?"
That's awesome.
Sometimes when you ask for attention, you shall receive such attention. Yes. This ought to be good. Go on.
So he posted it from his personal Facebook account.
Well, of course he did. Yeah.
The department replied on Thursday saying, "You are correct. You have two warrants. We are on the way."
Did they like it first? I hope so. They hearted the post.
Smiley emoji, yeah, or a wink.
Police gave this a thumbs up.
Yes. Later that Thursday, Rockdale Police shared an update. Christopher was apprehended, handcuffed. The 40-year-old had two warrants for felony violation of probation.
Oh, he's going to sit. Go ahead.
Give me more. Feed me.
That means he's got time hanging over his head and he's going to go in.
Oh, really?
Not the smartest way. I mean, it never really works out when you poke the bear like that, on especially on social media. Again, if sometimes when you ask for attention, the police are going to make sure you get the attention you're requesting delivered. And
yeah.
You said that he was a fugitive, and so the fugitive task force, every state, almost every large city, they all have fugitive task force. And let me just explain this to you. And this is a recruiting thing. If you ever want to be a cop, this is the best job in police land. All you do is catch bad guys, the fugitive units. They get a list of names, and they go after them nonstop. So let's say I have a homicide warrant, and I want to go arrest the guy. The homicide detectives will usually give it a run for a couple days to try to catch the guy. After that, there's other stuff coming in. They got to investigate it. They hand it off to the fugitive unit. The fugitive unit's tied in with the U.S. Marshals, who have the spider webs all across the country, and that's all they do is go pick people off. And this guy, I mean, getting somebody's IP address and digging in on social media. I mean, it's not exactly a whodunit. They're gonna run him in pretty quick. That's good stuff.
Here's the quote from the sheriff's department. Quote: "We appreciate you for your assistance in your capture."
Well, that was, I mean, he could have drove himself down at least, though. But I mean,
I don't know. I feel like that sounds like an ex-girlfriend who still has access to his Facebook page.
Oh, no.
Because he didn't say it. So I was just like, yeah, that's me. And he's like, damn it.
The sheriff's department reminded Christopher, as he was taken into custody, that the office reminded fugitives that being left off the list isn't a get-out-of-jail-free card. Our top 10 is compiled based on the severity of the charges only. By not being on this list doesn't mean our fugitive unit is not looking for you.
Yeah, dude, there are more than 10 people in the state of Georgia.
Right. It sounds like if he's just got violation of probation, he's got a ways to go to make their top 10. That's for sure. Let's hope he doesn't make it on there. Gee whiz.
Brian Foley is on. He was assistant chief in Hartford for many, many years, and then a crime reporter on Fox 61. Now he's running all of Tallinn. You remember any dumb criminal stories when you were on Hartford PD?
Let me tell you the predictability of this sort of thing. So my very first homicide arrest, I get a warrant for the guy, and I go to this old-timer detective, Bonesy, and I said, hey, you know, we can't find this guy. You know, I want to put his face on the news. I want everyone to see and see if we get any tips in. And Bones says to me, okay, do you want to go on a field trip? Do you want to go out of state somewhere on extradition and pick up this guy? And I'm like, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, you can bet if you put his face out to the news tonight, he's gone. And he's out of state, and he's going to disappear. But the fugitive task force will catch him, and then you can go somewhere, wherever he is. You hope it's somewhere nice like Florida or wherever, and go down and get him. So I'm like, all right, I don't believe that's exactly how it's going to work. So I put out a media release. This is who the guy is, wanted for murder, yada, yada, yada. I'm telling you, maybe – 3 weeks later, we get a call from Richmond, Virginia. Yeah. He's down here. Come get him. And my partner and I, went down overnight down to Richmond, picked him up, flew back. It was fantastic. Very, very predictable. But yeah. Yeah, you know he's going to go, and you know you're almost better off staying local than putting that the U.S. Marshals and the Fugitive Task Force on you, because they're going to get you.
You know, it's interesting, and you know, this was all over the news. The guy who's a suspect in the murder of the 11-month-old baby in Naugatuck.
Yep.
I saw the FBI do the press conference, and I'm like, this guy isn't around here. They're putting pictures of his tattoo out there. I'm like, this guy is long gone. He was here.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'll give you one more if you have a second.
Oh yeah,
a long time ago, we were coming back from intramural, you know, a men's league hockey game. I was a young cop, and we were driving by the old Cool Moose in Hartford, legendary bar back in the day. And out in front, there were some college kids, and they were fighting over a Subway grinder right in front of Subway, right next to the Cool Moose. But they're rolling around, the grinder's going everywhere, but they're not really fighting; they're screwing around. Well, you know, I'm off duty. Me and my buddies are driving back. I roll down the window, go, hey, get a room to the guys. Well, they heard me. And they come running up, and they want to fight. I don't want to fight, you know. And but we get out of the car, and the doorman from the Moose is there. And then they start screaming at me, and the doorman's leaving them alone. They're cops. And the kid's pointing at me, you're a cop. You're nothing but a cop. I'm at the University of Hartford. I'm going to be this and that. And you make $30,000 a year. And I was getting upset.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the kid, and I get in my car. I go back to back home, and I was stewing. But that was it. Later that week, my boss says, "Hey, the Cool Moose is having real problems with people outside." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm familiar." He goes,
yeah, "I know."
The neighbors
I have
complaining.
First-hand knowledge.
Right, exactly. The people are peeing on their front steps and drinking outside and loud after hours at 2 in the morning. Can you patrol that this in the coming week? I'm like, sure, I'll do that. Well, they let out, I think it was maybe Thursday night now, they let out. I'm seeing kids all walk down the street. Now I'm working, and I see a kid duck behind it. I can't remember the old pizza place on Sisson Avenue. And I'm like, oh, this kid, there's no reason to be down this little alley. So I go down, and I shine the light, and there's the kid peeing, and it was the kid that was all in my grill. And that's what I said. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's so great.
I don't know where you're from, kid, but Mom and Dad are coming to get you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.